Hello, Brunswick Junior High School Wind Ensemble. My name is Dr. Donald Running. I'm director of bands at Bridgewater State University, just a little bit south of Boston. We've been hearing some great groups today, and on behalf of Great East Festivals, I'd like to say thank you for joining us today. I can't wait to hear what you have to play for us today. A little bit on the heavy side. Great use of dynamics. Sometimes the energy level has the tendency to overload this ensemble just a little bit. We get from the louds to the very softs, we struggle to find our core back to home. But on another side, that's showing that you have a really good mastery of your fortissimos and your pianos. So that clarinet piccolo flute line is just getting completely buried at 22. I'm not hearing a note of it. Saxophones, first clarinet, here's your opportunity. I mean, this just really needs to sing. Don't worry about the rhythmicness of it. The trombones are going to have that completely covered for you underneath. Speaking of which, that all could be, all that accompaniment material could be lighter and a little bit shorter. So I understand the dynamic contrast. I could still use a little more balance when we had the flutes playing. Rhythmically, this piece is showing great precision. Speeding up on you, make sure we hold back on some of these lines. Nice change of pace there. Still use a little bit more light. All the way through all that accompaniment material. Well done. Very peculiar march. I must say, selections of literature between the Fillmore, the Hazo, and the Tekeli, some really good choices of music that your students are playing. So the beginning, three, four, six, eight's a little bit on the ambiguous side. It kind of finds its way into line later on. Might even consider like a slightly harder mallet for the vibraphone to give it a little bit more articulation. Rich, full wind ensemble sound. Those dotted half notes have to get out of the way of the ya-da-da-da-dee. They don't need to be louder, but getting out of the way of everyone else in the texture. And for a second, timpani and flutes weren't quite locked up, but eventually finds its way. Same problem that we had earlier, just making sure that we can hear what the most important lines are and what lines need to get out of the way. Nice little trio here in the, for saxophones. Well done. Flutes, make sure we're listening carefully. In our high register, we tend to lose some of our intonation. It's really noticeable because so much of this is played so well that sometimes the small things on a group that plays well can really jump out. Stuff at 96, this is the third time we've been through it. It needs more. It needs shape, it needs direction, it needs some kind of decrescendo, crescendo, just to make it a little bit different from what we had heard before. That becomes static by the time we get to it the third time. Okay, these last five bars, it's really crucial to figure out where people are going to breathe. Is there one that everyone's going to take a breath after, or we just have to figure out how to kind of be sneaky about taking our breaths in the last five bars? But planning that out will make the ending just a little bit more consistent, and it'll also help the crescendo all the way through. Another strong performance. Now we're moving on to the Frank DeKelly Joy Revisited. A brisk interpretation of Joy Revisited. Know where those 16th notes line up, flutes? You're just a part of the alto saxophone line. You're just an extension of it. Ten, don't get carried away with the speed. Really nice dynamic there. Forte down to mezzo piano. The mezzo piano could be a little bit softer, a little bit lighter. Don't get her ahead when we get to those notes at 24. Beam, boom, boom, boom. Ooh, some questionable notes in there. Got fixed. All these descending lines could use just a little bit more shape and dynamic. Speeding up again, don't let that happen. Be patient. Let the tempo come to you. Nice flute solo. It sounds like you're getting advanced enough on the flute that I would suggest start working on adding a little bit of vibrato to your sound, just to warm things up. It'll help define the core of the sound to get a better intonation sound out of it. Everyone needs to get out of the way of the trumpets here at 54. Everything's just a little bit too loud, and the trumpet sound is struggling to get out of the texture. 59, already starting to speed up. Find your tempo and stick with it. So this is some tough stuff to put together from an ensemble perspective, like this tossing of musical ideas around the ensemble, different instruments. Good work with that. we're slowing down together. Yeah, once you enter the texture, then get out of the way on the half note, because I want to hear each of those instruments' different colors separately. Consistently at 98, those first three quarter notes are getting a little bit ahead of us. Might be in crash cymbal, but I'm certainly not, that's not the only person to blame. Beam, bom, bom, ba-dum, bom, beam, ba-dum, bom, bom. When this piece works well, it's avoiding the temptation to rush forward that makes it really dramatic. For grade 6th, 7th, 8th grade band, there's a lot of good stuff going on here. You can be very proud of your performance today. Thank you for joining us here in North Andover for Great East Festivals.